In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl, the 8th of November today, Thursday. Good as always to have you along, everybody. There are some things that are going to change in the management of the American economy because of the election on Tuesday. Talk of those new tax cuts is probably dead. Maybe Infrastructure Week will actually happen now. Who knows? But you know what is not going to change? The good old Federal Reserve. The Fed's been meeting the past 2 days to talk interest rates and the state of things. Rates are staying where they are, as we all thought they would. The economy's doing fine, the Fed says, as we all knew it was, which means we are on track for the anticipated interest rate bump come their December meeting. That is the 18th and 19th, by the way. Also, for the record, Jay Powell, very nice guy, not boring at all. All right, anyway, speaking of interest rates of the longer-term variety than the Fed controls, Freddie Mac said today the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is up to 4.94%. That's a near 7-year high, and those higher costs, cost of money, right, are taking a bite out of demand. Mortgage applications hit a 4-year low last week, and home sales numbers and price increases have been slowing. So, given our experience with the housing market going south a decade ago, what might another housing slowdown mean for the economy now? Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
When Nathan Messer and his ex were getting ready to sell their 3-bedroom house in Seattle over the summer,
housing prices were shooting up. It was crazy.
But after a month, they weren't getting a lot of bites. So in late September, they took it off the market.
Our asking price originally had been around $700,000, and by the time that we pulled it, we were not likely to make more than $500,000.
Seattle is one city where a previously scorching real estate market has cooled off. Zillow senior economist Aaron Terrazas says one reason is higher interest rates. In the past 3 to 6 months,
home sales have been flat or maybe falling. Prices, while they've been steady nationwide, kind of have decelerated, particularly in those priciest markets.
So what does a housing slowdown mean for the larger economy? Susan Wachter teaches real estate at the Wharton School.
It will, on the margin, decrease the demand for some spending, and some industries will feel it, consumer durables in particular.
Like refrigerators, washing machines, all the stuff people buy with a new house. Real estate and mortgage brokers will feel it too. But Christopher Thornburg with Beacon Economics says unlike the last expansion, this one hasn't been fueled by construction or housing wealth. So if the softer market turns into an outright downturn, it won't drag down the economy as a whole.
Take a deep breath, America. It's not that big of a deal.
He thinks the housing market's just taking a breather. And just so you know, this is a guy who predicted last decade's housing crash. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.